Welcome to UMBC's Mic'd Up Podcast. My name is Denise Cardona from the Office of Professional Programs at UMBC. Today I am joined by Joe Gallagher, a PhD student in the GES program at UMBC and also a graduate certificate student taking some of our GIS courses. Welcome, Joe. It's great to have you here on the podcast.
It's great to be here, Denise.
Thank you so much. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. Where are you right now in your educational journey?
Actually, so I am 2 years into the PhD program. And basically at the point where I wrapped up all my coursework, the next stage would be comprehensive exams and dissertation proposal defense. And the 2 years wrapped up last May. So I've actually been taking some time off in the interim. During which time I've actually also helped out with running one of the GIS classes. But I hit pause on my studies because I actually got a job. So now I'm contemplating how to going forward judge student obligations with obligations as a federal employee. But it was a real thrill because I feel like the 2 years of coursework I had really prepared me well for my job.
Congratulations. That's a fantastic, sounds like a fantastic opportunity for you. And yeah, the work-life balance is something that is really critical to well-being and being able to put your best foot forward in the workforce and at home and all. So that is I'm sure a big consideration point. How do you do that? And what do you keep on your plate? And maybe what do you push to the side slightly? So that's probably going to be an ongoing process for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Can you share what motivated you to choose to take some courses with the GIS, the Geographic Information Systems graduate program at UMBC? And maybe what aspects of the courses attracted you to take them?
I've been a geography student now for a long time. I was a geography major in undergrad from 2014 to 2018. Then I did my master's in geography in 2019 to 2021. And then now a PhD student in geography. But the amazing thing was that for my undergrad and my master's degree, I avoided GIS as much as I could. I took a few courses as an undergrad. But at the time, I found GIS a little intimidating, and I also didn't think it lined up too much with my research interests. I was more interested in questions about how transportation and other infrastructure is delivering equity or reproducing existing inequalities. And at the time, I just didn't understand how GIS can answer those questions. A lot of the coursework that was related to GIS that I took as an undergrad was related to public health or the environment, which are both really fantastic subject areas. And GIS is a really powerful tool to answer questions in those fields. It just didn't line up with my interests a lot. And I actually struggled a little bit in those classes. So then on my master's, I completely avoided GIS or any other quantitative methods. But then as I got deeper into the rabbit hole of transit and transportation issues, as a master's student, I realized, at some point, I'm going to have to learn the tools that practitioners in this field use, and I'm going to have to get a little more savvy with data analysis, and I'm going to have to get a little more savvy with GIS, because transit is very spatial, and GIS is an incredibly important part of planning transit, but also representing transit in terms of performance and where it actually goes. And I was about to start my PhD at UMBC to work with Dylan Mahmoody, who had done some really cool critical GIS work related to bike lane infrastructure in Portland. So I felt I'm going to be in good hands there. There's some good people. It seems like there's some good people in this department who I will be able to match my needs with whatever they're teaching. It just seemed like there was good questions being asked at UMBC. And then also maybe GIS had changed in the last few years too. I started at UMBC right when ArcGIS Pro came out. And a lot of people had some issues with that transition, long-term users, but I think ArcGIS Pro is a little more user-friendly than ArcMap was. I think that's been a little bit of a help too. And then I've also been introduced to all these great open source tools since starting at UMBC as well.
Fantastic to hear. That's great. My husband was a geography major in his undergrad, and he dealt a lot with the ArcMap. Is that what you said? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he did. He dealt a lot with ArcMap. I heard that term thrown around quite a bit when he was in his studies. Now, how has your experience in taking the courses for GIS here at UMBC, how has that contributed right now to your professional growth and maybe skill development in the GIS sphere?
I feel like I got a crash course I got the starter pack for being a data analyst in the last couple of years, starting with Just Maps, GES 666, which is one of the required courses for the master's. That was my first introduction to doing basic data analysis. I didn't even realize I was doing it at the time, but the first couple of weeks of that class, you're using a programming language called R to do some data processing and transformation to calculate some new measures, to aggregate some data. And at the time, I found that really challenging and frustrating and scary. And I struggle a lot with coding and things like that. But I stayed on board because, like, the overall principles of trying to make good maps, I was like, okay, cool. This is, you know, having good data is going to help me make a better map later. So I need to do a good job here. And coding provides me with this good breadcrumb trail that I can follow and figure out what I did right or wrong. So it was a little bit of a struggle, but I felt like I got through. So that was like my first kind of intro to data analysis. And then I took Building Spatial Datasets, a newer course in last fall. And that was like more of that basically. And I started getting savvier with those tools, with R, with being able to process large amounts of data quickly, and then for a presentation on a map. And then I really leveled up when I was in another class that I think is outside the major, but it's another GIS class that's offered to undergrads and grad students at UMBC with Maggie Holland. That was the first time where I was like, oh, these tools that I've learned in these other classes can help me do this project faster. We weren't required to use R or other like programmatic open source tools in that class. But I was like, wait, this is going to make the work way easier. It's either hand processing and copying, pasting on spreadsheets, or I can do this with code. And I elected to do it the latter, and I found it much easier. And so, yeah, I still felt like a novice, and I still am very much like a novice, but I was approached to interview with, and in that interview, a lot of the technical questions were like stuff, things I felt very comfortable talking about. It was like, how would you join two sets of data together? Talk about the challenges if you tried to do that join and there was no primary key between them. These are very basic technical questions that you would learn in like any of your first GIS classes. Like, and that's remained true. A lot of the most challenging things I encounter in my job are like, trying to merge together messy data, trying to find data sources and analyze them alongside each other, and then calculating percentages and things like that too. That's another thing, is I have never been a math person, and a lot of the math that you do, when you get into the realm of spatial stats, it's a little more complex, but most of the work as a data analyst you do is like calculating percentages, calculating means, and that's something that anybody can do. So yeah, I felt like, yeah, I got the data analyst starter pack with some of the courses and the GIS programming at UMBC for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like without those courses, do you think you would have done as well on that interview? Do you feel like you would have had the be able to answer those questions as thought-provokingly as you did?
I still would have had a sense of like how to join together data and stuff like that, but I wouldn't have known any of the tools that I would have used to do that. I wouldn't have had very good answers at all. And I wouldn't have been able to talk conceptually about things. And I wouldn't have been able to talk about how I deployed like those tools in class projects and things like that. The coursework you do in the courses along with the projects that I've done to have definitely all contributed to my work now at the FTA for sure.
Fantastic. As someone who has taken classes in the GIS program at UMBC, could you talk about maybe any concerns or reservations that you had before taking these courses? Maybe in your concern that would you be able to deal with them? Would they be too easy, too difficult to be able to blend in with what you were doing currently? Did you have any of those reservations beforehand? And if so, how have they evolved since then?
I would say I had like pretty much all those concerns. Like I worry that, I'm not a very like technically savvy person yet. This is going to be like really hard for me, or like the people in the class are going to be like way ahead of me and have way more knowledge of this stuff than I do. But then, yeah, I also was like worried about rigor, and I was like, but if it's not challenging and it's not too hard for me, will it be like useful enough? And I found that no, like I pretty quickly got into the flow of things. I think it helps to have a little bit of like basic computer know-how, which I do have, and many people do have. And then, yeah, and then relating, will this be useful to me in my research interests and stuff like that? I think these tools can be useful to anybody, whether you are in the field of geography or you're just somewhere else in the social sciences, or you're more in the realm of public policy. I think the courses can open up to you and the data sources in your respective field. Definitely had those concerns going in, but had them assuaged as time went on.
Glad to hear that. Yeah. Are there any specific aspects of the GIS industry or applications that you are particularly passionate about? And how is the program helping you to explore those interests, if so?
Yeah, I am really into R spatial. So I had no idea what the heck R was before I started at UMBC, but R is a programming language that's about 30 years old, primarily used for statistical analysis by academics, but has increasingly been adopted over the years in wider applications. And it's an open source community. People build tools for it and share for no cost. And it's a really great agnostic system for handling all sorts of data, including spatial data. In my work at FCA, I'd say like working with spatial data is only like 10% of what I do. Like 90% of what I do is working with stuff that you would more commonly see presented as a spreadsheet. And so the kind of R programming universe is something I'm like very passionate about. I'm still like a real novice when it comes to that stuff, but when I learn more and more like what the community of developers who work on products for R is working on, I get like super excited. I was actually at the Transportation Research Board conference this week and got to meet one of the people who works on some amazing R and then Python products. So that was really cool. And then so R, you can do any kind of data analysis in R, and you can build software in R. And then you can also even make maps within R, all with lines of code. And that's really exciting for a lot of reasons. Like I said, I've been talking about the kind of open source community that plugs you into and all the amazing tools that they've developed. It also makes you look at data in like a completely different way. If your only encounters with data analysis have been like with Excel or just like looking at charts in like a newspaper or something like that, you're only seeing like the tip of the iceberg. Like when you actually handle data with R, you really have to like learn what's going on with the data set, all the different data types that are contained within it, and then all the different challenges that may be presented when working with the data programmatically. That's been really cool. And again, it's something I had no idea about before I started the program, but now it's like an incredibly important part of my tool set. And then a lot of the work I do still winds up in ArcGIS, just because that's a really popular tool in the federal government. But a lot of the behind the scenes work I do is done in R. Yeah, so R is like one thing that has been an exciting encounter with in the program.
What has been your greatest takeaway from this program?
My greatest takeaway from the UMBC GIS program is that anyone can become a data analyst. If you took someone like me who's, I've always had my nose in books, and I always thought that the best way to get data was to just talk to people and observe. Even if you're that kind of person, the UMBC GIS program, our program, can teach you ways to systematically do those things and then connect those things to a whole wider universe of data and then create beautiful like maps and other deliverables from that. So that's a major takeaway. And I think anyone who's like looking to get into data analysis as a career, which I think is a great career path for a lot of people, this program definitely will give you the tools to get there. And I would just recommend come in with some strong passions already, because the program isn't going to give you those. You got to bring that to the table, but it's going to give you the tools to explore things that you're passionate about and that you have questions about. So come with lots of questions about things. The program will connect you to the tools and data sources you need to work with them and learn more about what you're passionate about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great practical advice for everything, for life, for this program, for everything. Joe, thanks so much for sharing those insights today with us. Thanks everyone else for tuning into this episode of UMBC's Mic'd Up podcast. If you'd like to learn more about our offerings, do a search for UMBC GIS graduate program or simply click the link in the description.